On 90.3 KAZU, I'm David Wittrock. Nearly a month after the U.S. Senate passed a comprehensive immigration bill, the debate in the House drags on. Meanwhile, local farmers are eager for a solution. They're facing an ongoing labor shortage that many feel could be solved by immigration reform. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Joe Pizzini walks out into a field in Castroville, greeting harvest workers as they head off on a break. Nearby, about 20 men stand flanked by conveyor belts on a flatbed truck. They're sorting baskets of freshly picked Brussels sprouts.
So there's different sizes of Brussels sprouts. There's a regular, there's a jumbo. There's even a smaller one, fancy.
Ocean Mist Farms is known for fresh artichokes, but it also grows more than 30 different vegetables on farms here in Castroville and throughout the West Coast. Getting all that produce to market requires a lot of hands. Pizzini is the company's chief operating officer.
We probably have 800 plus people working today harvesting produce in our farming operation.
And on any given day, Pizzini can actually use more hands. In recent years, Ocean Mist and other area growers have been dealing with a labor shortage. They cite a combination of factors: an improving economy in Mexico, fewer immigrants crossing the border, and increased enforcement in the U.S. According to a survey by the California Farm Bureau, about 70% of growers of labor-intensive crops like fruits and vegetables reported a worker shortage last year, and this year's survey is trending in that same direction.
The shortage really started showing up, I'd say, with the last 2 to 3 years. It seemed to become much more acute. You can drive through the valley right now, and there's signs up looking for workers, primarily strawberry pickers.
For its part, Ocean Mist started doing things like advertising on radio and offering employees recruitment incentives. But Pizzini says those measures are just Band-Aids. The real solution to the shortage is immigration reform. Jim Bogart has been pushing for immigration reform for nearly two decades. He's the head of the Grower Shipper Association, which represents members of the ag industry on the Central Coast. Sitting in his office in Salinas, he says the problem is more acute now than it's ever been.
Doing nothing is not an option. We need access to a legal, stable workforce, and that includes the people that are here now that have been working in ag for many, many years, as well as a visa program to get temporary workers in this country at the times and in the numbers that we need them.
Bogart says he's cautiously optimistic about progress in D.C., but whatever happens, reform needs to be comprehensive, like the Senate bill, which includes everything from enforcement to a pathway to legalization. He adds sticking to the status quo will eventually have its consequences.
The public and the politicians back in Washington, D.C. just need to ask themselves, do we want to become as dependent on a foreign food supply as we are dependent on foreign oil?
At a news conference this week in Old Town Salinas, the California Strawberry Commission kicked off its own campaign for immigration reform. It's sending a delegation to D.C. next week. Rogelio Ponce is on the board and a third-generation Watsonville strawberry farmer. While immigration reform will help his business, he says the biggest reason for reform is out in the fields.
If we do right by the individuals who are employees or who are workers, everything else will fall into line. You got to think of individuals first. It's not so much for profitability or for making money. I think first and foremost, it's to be fair to the individuals working out in the fields.
The House debate on immigration reform could soon be slowed. Congress breaks for a five-week recess at the end of next week. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.